Howdy, friend. It's March 2nd. I just wanted to wish you a happy Texas Independence Day. It's a great day. I know most companies and businesses and governments and things of that nature really don't say anything about it or downplay it. It's a sad thing in the state. I will say that my company, however, has in its policy to give March 2nd off in observance of Texas Independence Day. Happens to fall on Saturday in 2024 this year. So our office is closed on the Friday before in observance. So hopefully at least, and I know that my employees have now learned what day Texas Independence Day is, and I think they appreciate it. Even our employee in New York knows what day Texas Independence Day is. So hopefully they'll spread that around to people they talk to and let them know, spread the good word. It's a glorious day down here in Texas. I hope you have some great plans going on today. Being Saturday, beautiful day, at least where we are in the Hill Country. And, you know, it's a good time to be alive. I talk about a lot of negative things here about how Mordor, D.C. is bringing us down, taking us down with the ship. But like I say, we don't have to go down with it. There is a bright future ahead for Texas, bright future ahead for you, bright future ahead for Texans in general, our posterity. I'm really excited what's going to happen in the future. Yes, we may go through some rough patches before we get there, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, even if it's a very faint, tiny little light. It is there. As I mentioned in the past, what we do on this podcast is we're just blowing air on those embers of independence and Texit in hopes of them catching and taking fire, creating that brush fire in the minds of men to get us to the promised land, if you will. I just wanted to recount from my perspective, how that's going to get done. Well, it's going to get done by Texans. You know, not just any person living in Texas. It's going to get done by true Texans. I hope you are one. What is a true Texan? I've said it before, but it's a Texan. It is a person who they may or may not have been born here. They may have come here, you know, they might have been born elsewhere, but came here by the grace of God, or what, you know, the saying goes. But they're here. Their heart is with the state of Texas. They are independent. They are self-reliant. They don't go whining to the government for help. If they need help, they look to their fellow Texan for help, ones that will voluntarily provide any aid or help, not to the government that provides it by stealing it from other people. You're self-reliant. You take care of yourself first, your family second, your community third. You can't do any of those things if you don't take care of yourself first. And then, of course, your immediate family after that. There's nothing more important than that. That's what a true Texan does. And finally, a true Texan looks out for his state, his great state. And he sees the utter deprivations that the federal government, the central government, is placing on this state. The harm that it's putting her in. Not protecting the border, not allowing all these illegal invaders to get through, telling who's among them that's going to cause havoc in the future. The true Texans, we have to band together to stop this desecration and deprivation of our state. We have to fight back against the evil, misguided idiots, socialists in this state that want nothing more than to continue to put her into debt, continue to mentally enslave people here through government programs that do nothing but further put people in total reliance upon the government for their life and well-being. These people are victims of the people who advocate for these policies. And those people who advocate for these policies are not Texans. They are aliens to the idea of Texas, aliens to the idea of liberty that Texas stands for. So we must fight against them. So again, I just wanted to send out a quick shout out, quick happy Texas Independence Day. Remember, spread the word to everyone you talk to. Text it, text it, text it. It should be the highest and most important word on the lips of everyone who lives here in Texas. We got to get it that way, or we will go down with the Titanic of Mordor, DC. You know, the collapse of the Imperial United States will be loud, big, and will be almost all-encompassing. It will be like a black hole that will pull everything that's within its event horizon down into it and crush it. And for God's sake, we cannot allow Texas to go with it. So that relies on you to, at the very least, spread the word. And I'm thinking of ways to help do that, so stay tuned. But until then, just stick with it, and let's be sure that by the time we die, we're living in an independent, beautiful, you know, Texas, its own republic, and we look back and we're proud that we accomplished something great. All right, with that, again, happy Texas Independence Day, and I will catch you on the next one. Take care. Oh, and last but not least, happy birthday, Poppy. I love you very much.